Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Good morning across the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. I'm Todd Albaugh. It is Friday, the 10th of March, 2023, Snowy Friday it is, along with Mr. Aaron Zommers, our producer engineer on the board. Welcome to hour number three of the big show. We appreciate Chad Holmes, host of the Chad Holmes Show on Civic Media, Bull Falls Radio, WXCO every 2 to 4, joining us last half hour. Always get some great insight from Chad Holmes.
Yeah, getting somebody who has their boots on the ground in the community.
Yep. Nobody's more involved in Wausau than I know of than Chad Holmes, whether he's doing high school broadcasts or news events or hosting his show, or also helping to get the Marquette Golden Eagles game on. Again, Marquette plays tonight in the Big East tournament. Almost Pertner got eliminated a couple days ago, but they survived because yesterday already. It's funny how time sometimes just kind of stands still. But 7 minutes past the hour of 10 o'clock, time is marching on. Weather is marching on as well. Taking a look at the roadways across the state of Wisconsin, courtesy of Wisconsin Department of Transportation, 511. Looks like things are starting to improve across the state, at least over in the Milwaukee area, along the Wisconsin border with Janesville, close to Madison, and then over in the Platteville area, things are starting to get back into a better winter driving condition there. Although around the Richland Center area proper, WRCE land, many of the areas around Highway 14, Highway 80 are slippery in stretches. So be careful of that. The back road is probably a little slipperier still around Wausau. All of the main arteries there, including Highway 51 north and south and 29 east and west in Wausau, are listed as slippery in stretches as well. Stevens Point still remains to be a problem. So if you're in Wausau, I'm going to head down to Point. That little stretch kind of on Highway 39, Point down to Plover, the interstate there north and south, and also Highway 66, which I have traveled many a time from Stevens Point to Rosholt on my way to Shawano, but Highway 66 between Point and Rosholt is covered or listed as ice covered. So I would steer clear of Stevens Point for a while if I were you, as many of the roadways there are ice covered, at least around Highway 66 and on Interstate 39. Moving over to Amory right now, things still look like there's snow covered over in Amory proper. Highway 46 remains snow covered. Highway 8 partially snow covered. Also slippery stretches between Turtle Lake and St. Croix Falls. Once you get down to New Richmond, again going east to west, Highway 35 there looks like that is also in slippery in stretches. So be careful if you're in that area. If you're heading down to kind of the Ellsworth area there and Red Wing over in Minneapolis, kind of that Highway 10 area right along the Mississippi River, that is also ice covered this morning. So if you're traveling along the Mississippi River, be careful if you're in that part of the state this morning. That is a look at the roadways this morning. And if you would like to sponsor weather and road coverage, you can do so. Right now at Civic Media, we are doing a deal, a sponsorship ad deal, and if you want to be a part of it, you can, all that information I just said, I could say it is brought to you by Jane's Sewing Shop in Perfect City, Wisconsin.
And even beyond that, if you've been listening today, or for the last week or so, you've definitely heard approximately a million ads for, hey, you like weather? You want to do an ad on weather? You want your phone to ring? Are yes. You a leprechaun? I don't. There's a whole bunch of different ones.
Are you a leprechaun?
It's okay. Not. Are you a leprechaun? But there's one like leprechauns and Wisconsinites have a lot in common. And then it talks really? About weather. It just, you know, it's just the hook.
All right, haven't heard that one. All right, go ahead.
So there's one every hour, sometimes more. But that's where your ad could be. Anytime you hear that and it catches your ear, that could be you.
Perfect. Nicely done, Mr. Zommers. And if you want to learn more, go to civicmedia.us. Again, civicmedia.us, that is our website. It'll come up there. It'll have a special where you can click on that. We'll get you into our sales department, and you too can be on Civic Media. We can help your business grow by offering you the opportunity to sponsor our news and traffic, or pardon me, our weather and traffic conditions every hour. You could be a weather sponsor too. Love to have you be a part of the Civic Media team. Speaking of weather, actual forecast, here is your forecast for WRCE in Southwest Wisconsin, Richland Center. Snow ending today, maybe another half inch possible. Then for tonight, by the way, today's high in Richland Center, 36 degrees. Then for tonight, mostly cloudy, a low of 22. Tomorrow, Saturday, snow develops once again, a high of 35. Could get a half inch of snow tomorrow. Tomorrow night, another snowmaker activity, 1 to 3 additional accumulation inches in Richland Center of snow, a low of 29 tomorrow night, or pardon me, Saturday night in Richland Center. WXCO, Bull Falls Radio in Wausau. Forecast for today, snow continues and will diminish. Maybe 1 inch or so possible in additional accumulation in Wausau today, a high of 34 degrees. Then for tonight, mostly cloudy, a low of 16. Mostly cloudy in the morning tomorrow on Saturday in Wausau, a high of 31. Snow moves back into the area in the afternoon. Could see another 1 to 3 inches of accumulation tomorrow in Wausau. And then for Amory, WLAK, Lake Air Radio today, snow diminishing. It'll be cloudy in the afternoon. Maybe a half inch of snow possible today. Mostly cloudy tonight. By the way, today's high in Amory, 32. Mostly cloudy tonight, a low of 21 in Amory. And then for Saturday, snow continues and a high of 29 degrees. Could see another maybe 3 to 6 inches between tomorrow, Saturday and Saturday night in Amory. Come back, talk a little Joe Biden budget and headlines, what you need to know, and your calls as well. This is the Todd Allball Show, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
A donut. Don't you want me?
Don't you want me? Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show. It is 15 past the hour of 10 o'clock. Glad to have you on the Civic Media Radio Network. I stepped away to get some water, and I was talking to the lovely and talented Alice Schneiderman here out in the entry area. And we're literally talking over the water cooler. And I come back, and here's Mr. Zomers talking to our Facebook and Twitter people during the commercial break online about donuts. And he said, did you get a donut? I said, donuts? And apparently Luke Mathers, host of Dueling Tangents every afternoon from 2 o'clock until 3 on the Civic Media Radio Network, with the exception of Bull Falls Radio, where you can listen to the Chad Holmes show from 2 until 4. But Luke Mathers apparently very kindly brought in donuts. But no, I have not had a donut. We'll see if there's any left by the time I get off the air.
I think there will be. He got a sizable box.
Oh, what a guy that Luke Mathers. What a guy.
He's not buying a little six-pack of donuts.
All right. Well, we'll have to make him a mimosa to go along with his donuts.
Yeah, there we go.
Coming up later this hour, Mr. Zomers will have his board game of the week. A great weekend, by the way. I can't think of better conditions to stay inside, watch it snow tomorrow, have a cup of cocoa or your favorite beverage, and play a board game.
And hey, the one for this week's not very expensive.
Really? All right. It's a cheap, accessible board game for each and every one of you.
And it comes in a small box, so it's nice and portable.
Aww, it comes in a box. All right.
Fantastic. I mean, most games do.
Most games do, yes. All right, so a board game of the week coming up a little bit later with Mr. Zomers, and also it is Mimosa Friday, our chance to say what we're thankful for. Give us a call. Tell us what you're thankful for. Tell us what's on your agenda for the weekend. Area code 715-388-7155. Call in. Always happy. We take, just like our friend Matt Flynn, we take all callers. Lines are open. Area code 715-388-7155. Again, area code 715-388-7155. It is 17 past the hour of 10 o'clock. A couple of headlines. Here's what you need to know for the 10th of March, Friday, 2023. Aaron Rodgers. We talked about this yesterday. It kind of broke during our segment. Aaron Rodgers, the quarterback of the Green Bay Packers, after reports yesterday that it was imminent. I believe the terminology was used on the brink or on the cusp of signing with the New York Jets, has been silent. No new news so far at this hour. The New York Jets, the ownership, they flew out on a private jet to California to talk to Mr. Rogers. And they went to the land of Maple Leaf. No, they didn't. Different Mr. Rogers. Flew out there and talked to Aaron Rodgers. And the reports were that Rodgers, I mean, the Jets felt good about it. And now it's completely in Rodgers' court. And, of course, on the Pat McAfee show with A.J. Hawk and others, they kept talking about, well, maybe he's just going to retire. And so the chit-chatter on Twitter is that that's all coming off Rodgers' camp because it's basically him saying, I'm not going to play in Green Bay. If you don't let me go to the Jets, then I'll just retire. I still don't believe that. He's not leaving $59 million on the table. He'll either come back and play for the Packers and collect his check, or the Packers will decide to move on to Mr. Love, Jordan Love, for quarterback, and let Rodgers go, as did Brett Favre, to the East Rutherford Jets. The stadium's not in New York. Do you know that? They don't play.
I did not know that.
The New York Jets do not play in New York. They play in East Rutherford, New Jersey. It's not in the state of New York proper. It's across the river or whatever. But it just doesn't sound good to say the New Jersey Jets or the New Jersey Giants because they share a stadium. That's the other thing. They built that new stadium a few years ago. And so the Giants and the Jets share a stadium. So one plays there 1 week and they flip it back and forth like that. But hey, if A-Rod wants to go to New York, you know, God bless him. God bless him. So no new news on the Aaron Rodgers front. On the basketball front, we've got the Marquette Golden Eagles playing tonight on Bull Falls Radio, WXCO, in the Big East Conference playoffs. Tune into that there. Wisconsin Badgers, of course, knocked out in round one by Ohio State, who then went on yesterday to beat Iowa. Not sure if there's any Fran Tams on the court, but Iowa got knocked off by Ohio State as well. Fell victim to the same team the Badgers did. So now I believe it is Ohio State and Michigan State playing today. So Ohio State on a little bit of a run here. Badgers have to wait till Selection Sunday, this Sunday, to find out whether they are still on the bubble and in, or whether their bubble has been burst and they are out of the NCAA tournament. We shall see. News headlines quickly. German shooting. 7 people killed in a mass shooting yesterday at a Jehovah's Witness Kingdom Hall in the German city of Hamburg, in what the country's leader denounced as a, quote, brutal act of violence, unquote. The alleged perpetrator also died in the incident, according to Hamburg police, who said there is no confirmed information on the motive for the crime. A week after the kidnapping of 4 Americans in Mexico, investigators are still working to piece together how and why the abduction unfolded. This comes after a cartel apologized for carrying out what one victim's father called a senseless crime that left 2 Americans and 1 Mexican woman dead. The Gulf Cartel, which is believed to be responsible for the kidnappings, also issued an alleged handwritten apology letter and handed over 5 of its members to local authorities. A federal appeals court yesterday upheld a Florida law that raised the minimum age to purchase a gun from 18 to 21. The law was initially passed after 17 people were killed in a shooting by a 19-year-old at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School in 2018. The 3-0 ruling from the 11th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals comes as age-based restrictions are shaping up to become a flagship for the legal battles over gun access. The Supreme Court laid out last year a new test for determining a gun restriction's constitutionality. But the ruling yesterday may also be short-lived after Republican lawmakers in Florida this week introduced a new bill that would lower the minimum age required to buy a firearm in Florida from 21 back to 18. So much we could say this morning about that. And you did. You said it perfectly, Mr. Zommers. Nothing else to add there. Joint Finance, pardon me, the Joint Committee on Review of Administrative Rules in Wisconsin yesterday voted to block a rule by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services that would have added several mandatory vaccinations to the childhood immunization schedule. State Senator Dewey Strobel, Republican of Cedarburg, co-chairs the committee. He decided to block it, saying that the Department of Health Services tried adding mandatory vaccines for meningitis and chickenpox to the litany of existing vaccination requirements under the childhood immunization schedule. His words. He said it is now up to an individual and their family to make the decision. Dewey Strobel, Republican of Cedarburg, state senator, Wisconsin, thinks that meningitis and chickenpox vaccinations should not be required for our kids in Wisconsin public schools. There you have it. That's a bright, cheery forecasting. How about this? Here's a blast from the past. Mr. Zomers, take it away.
It certainly is a big bun.
It's a very big bun.
Big fluffy bun.
It's a very big fluffy bun.
Where's the beef?
Some hamburger places give you a lot less beef on a lot of bun.
Where's the beef?
At Wendy's, we serve a hamburger we modestly call a single. And Wendy's single has more beef than the Whopper or Big Mac. At Wendy's, you get more beef and less bun.
Hey, where's the beef? I don't think there's anybody back there.
You want something better. You're Wendy's kind of people.
I'll tell you who's got the beef. Biden's got the beef.
Where's the beef?
That is the best part of my morning. That's from 1984. Remember that? Well, Mr. Zomers wasn't even a twinkle in your parents' eye in 1984. I get that. Some of us remember that. That's Clara Peller crying out, "Where's the beef?"
I don't even think there's anyone back there.
It was one of my all-time favorite ads. It was an ad on behalf of a Wendy's restaurants that you heard there. Now, fast forward from 1984 to today, 2023. Joe Biden is crying out to the House Republicans, "Where's the budget?
Where's the beef?
And where's the beef? Where's the beef and where is the budget on behalf of America?" That's what Uncle Joe wants to know. Setting aside Wendy's clever marketing, Joe Biden has a fair question. So far, all Republicans are managing to do is threatening to destroy the economy, plunge us into a deep recession, create chaos in the global financial system, and oh, whine a lot about Joe Biden and his budget to grow the economy from the bottom up and the middle out. But House Republicans have no plan. They got no plan. They got no beef. No plan other than to hurt middle-class Americans and benefit the wealthiest Americans and big business. Biden's budget plan invests in workers, families, and infrastructure. And also, you know, it advances the demand side of the economy. We talked about this a little bit yesterday. So Joe Biden has put out his plan, his budget. But so far, Republicans got no alternative. Republicans keep pushing back on the trickle-down supply-side economy as they have since the 1980s, even though it mostly benefits the rich. And let me just tell you, under confessions of a talk show host, I was part of this back in the 80s. Even though I was in high school, I was out voting and pushing for Ronald Reagan and the trickle-down economy. If you've never heard of it, the trickle-down economy, basically the theory is that if you cut taxes for the wealthiest people, the people that own the businesses, if they have to pay less in taxes, the theory is that when they make more, that will trickle down to the people they employ. They will pay their employees more. They will cut their prices on goods. Then it will trickle down to all of us. That was a lovely, lovely thought. And it was brilliant storytelling and messaging and narrating. But as Stuart Stevens from the Lincoln Project said earlier this week on this show, guess what else it was? It was all a lie. Right? It was. The trickle-down economics theory does not work. Because when wealthy people get more money, they are much more inclined to simply keep it and not have it trickle down.
Who would have thunk?
I know. In retrospect, what were you people thinking? It sounded good then. Ronald Reagan could sell it. Let me tell you, he was literally a professional actor. You know, a great president in many ways, but also a professional actor. We'll talk more about this Biden budget. And where is the beef? It is 10:28. This is the Todd Allball Show, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Where's the beef?
Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show. It's now 10:33 on the time and temperature sign on the Civic Media Radio Network, along with Mr. Aaron Zommers. We appreciate you being with us on this Friday, TGIF, the 10th of March, 2023. Get wherever you're going safely. Road conditions are starting to improve slowly but surely. Looks like mostly north to south here on our radar on the road conditions, courtesy of the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. Along the Illinois border, things are shaping up nicely. Around Richland Center, still Highway 14, Highway 80, in that area, some slippery stretches there. In Wausau, Highway 29 looks pretty good, slippery in stretches, but down towards Stevens Point, between Stevens Point and Rosholt, that is ice covered there, so be aware of that. And over in Amory, looks like most roads have slippery stretches in them. Some are snow covered yet, so be careful there. It's going to be stopping, the snow will be stopping later on today. Temperatures predominantly in the mid to upper 30s today throughout the state of Wisconsin, wherever you're at. And then another round of snow coming in tomorrow and tomorrow night. Maybe another 3 to 4 inches in the southern part of the state, 2 to 3 inches in the northern part of the state, just depending upon where you are at. So a typical winter weekend here in Wisconsin. 10:34, finishing up this story on the Biden budget. Call in. Tell us what your feelings are. What do you think that the Biden budget will do for you? I'll tell you what, if you make less than $400,000, it will not, repeat, not raise your taxes. That's a good thing. Give us a call, 715-388-7155. Again, area code 715-388-7155. Love to hear from you on a Friday morning. Finishing up with this story. In 2020, the RAND Corporation study found that from 1975 to 2018, about $50 trillion, 50 trillion with a T, moved from the bottom 90% of Americans to the top 1%. Picking up this idea we had or subject before the break there, the back in the 1980s, there was something called trickle-down economics. The feeling was that if you cut taxes for the top percentage of Americans, the wealthiest Americans, that those savings would trickle down to the poorest Americans. Turned out not to be true. Surprise, surprise. It was all a lie. So this study from RAND Corporation, from 1975 to 2018, about $50 trillion moved from the bottom 90% of us to the top 1% of them. Joe Biden is all about reversing that massive transfer of wealth. In this year's budget, no doubt his campaign for re-election next year, you're going to hear all kinds of messaging about this. And here's, we said it before, I'll say it again, because Republicans are going to try to gloss over this or distort it. Under President Joe Biden's budget proposal plan, no one, zero, zilch, nada, not a single person earning less than $400,000 per year will pay 1 cent more in new federal taxes. Think about that. Now, 1 cent more in new federal taxes, if you earn less than $400,000 a year, which, as we said on this program a couple of days ago, my guess is about 98% of you. I don't know too many people making more than $400,000 a year in Western and Southwest, Central and Northwest Wisconsin. I'm sure there are, and God bless them. They're very sick. I got nothing against people being successful. I'm all for it. But once you're making $500,000 a year or slightly less, I think you also have an obligation to pay a certain amount of tax. The tax burden in this country and in this state should not be on those of us in the middle class or those of us who are poor, who are simply trying to make ends meet every day. And that's the joke. Only it's not funny. The joke is that the Republican Party continues to sell this narrative that therefore the small person, meaning the little guy, the little gal, the blue-collar person, the person who is just, you know, buying Miller Lite at the bar on Fridays after work and trying to make ends meet. That's what the narrative is. We're for the common person, says the Republican Party. But look what they've been doing. Look what they've been doing. They've been taking money from all of us and giving it to the wealthiest. Because guess what? The wealthiest in this country are the people who are giving the money to elect their politicians that they want elected. But they figured it out. You can't quite buy democracy yet. We're getting close, but you can't do it yet. It requires voting. And that's where you and I come in. They have to use their money to buy ads and create a narrative that makes us think that they're on our side. And they use it by creating these faux wars against bathrooms and trans people and gay people and minorities. They do it by ginning people up like these goofball kids at the high school basketball games. And as Chad Holmes said earlier, starts with leadership. And they make that be the thing we all talk about. And they get Nazis to distribute anti-Semitic flyers in Wausau. And that's the thing we all start talking about. And in that case, both of those things we should talk about and call it out, as Chad said. But it's all a smokescreen, you understand. Because while we're all talking about the hate and the outrage and the things that they've gotten us successfully to divide us, guess what they're doing behind our back? They're laughing. They're laughing. Because they distracted us long enough to get what they really wanted. And that's to give the rich people in this country the upper hand. And who pays for it? You and I. You and I are the ones that pay for it. So now you got a president like Joe Biden who's been around a while. See, that's the thing that experience gets you. You understand what's real and what's not. So Joe Biden's created a budget where no one earning less than $400,000 a year will pay 1 cent more in new federal taxes, according to Shalana Young, the director of the Office of Budget or of Management and Budget, which is a nonpartisan governmental agency. It's like our fiscal bureau, essentially, in Wisconsin. People who just are doing the people's business, who are not political. So remember that as we go into the days and weeks ahead. Joe Biden is someone who used to ride the train, even when he was senator. I think he even did it a couple times as vice president. Rode the train to work. Grew up in middle-class America. And yeah, sure, he's not perfect. None of us are. But think about what he is proposing to help you and I. And then let's see what the Republicans have so far. Because right now I'm looking behind the counter and I'm not sure anybody's there. I don't know. Is anybody back there?
Where's the beef?
That's right. Say it again.
Where's the beef?
That's right. Where's the beef? Republicans? Where is your budget? Where is your tax breaks for the little gal and the little guy? For those of us working hard at Richland Center and Wausau and Amory and Merrill and Coon Valley and Lone Rock and Anago, Barron, where's your actual proposal to make our lives better? Because you guess what? Who is? Joe Biden. The infrastructure bill that's now the law, bringing millions of dollars to this state for better roads, for better bridges. That's actual help. Tammy Baldwin bringing $7 million back to Wisconsin for Wisconsin's dairy industry and agriculture industry. That's real help. Meanwhile, we don't hear anything from Republicans except trying to divide us. And oh, by the way, their big megaphone, Fox News, has been exposed now that they knew all this was a lie. And still, they continue to perpetrate and to perpetuate and to spread the lies at Fox News. Fox News, where's the beef?
Hey, where's the beef? Well, I don't think there's anybody back there.
That's right. I want to just play that all weekend long. Where's the beef? It's like back in college, we had this great show called at UW Platteville. Kevin O'Connor, my longtime broadcasting partner there, wonderful, talented guy. We hosted Sports Wrap. We copied the Chicago station. They'd ask every week. They have a segment called "Who You Crappin'?" It was after a Mike Ditka thing. So people would call in, and something to outrage them in sports. You'd be like, "Here'd be a good one." Aaron Rodgers, you signed a contract last year to stay with the Packers for 4 years. You said you were going to retire a Packer. You were scheduled to make $59 million as a Packer this year in Green Bay. You committed to us. We committed to you. And now you say you want to go play for the Jets? Come on, Aaron Rodgers. Who are you crapping? See, that's how it worked. It was a great segment. So kind of like this, Republicans, where's the beef? Where is it? We want to know your plan to help middle America. Take your calls. A few minutes left. 715-388-7155. Again, 715-388-7155. Love to take your calls as well. Mr. Zommers, do you want to start a little board game of the week now, or do you want to do it after we come back from the break?
Sure, we could do that.
All right. Time once again. Here it is. Board game of the week.
It is time once again for Board Game of the Week. Are you ready?
Let's go. Okay, so this week I have a retro video game themed board game called Boss Monster.
Boss Monster, all right.
Yep, there's Boss Monster and there's Boss Monster 2, The Next Level, which it can be used as a standalone game or an expansion just to have more variation. But they're same rules, same premise, just slightly different designed cards. Mm-hmm. So in it, you are the boss monster in the video game. So normally, they'd have the hero run through a dungeon or a base or something to get to the boss. So what you do is you build up your dungeon. You play cards to make a dungeon. Each card has a treasure value, and if it's a more dangerous room, it won't have much treasure. But a less dangerous room will have a bunch.
Oh, all right.
So you're trying to lure heroes from town to your dungeon and not to the other players' dungeons. You want to have more treasure. Mm. But you still need to have your dungeon be dangerous enough that when the heroes run through, they don't get to you and hurt you. So you're just trying to strike that balance, and it's a nice competitive game.
You try to lure people in, but not so much they're going to hurt you.
Yeah, you're trying to lure them in.
It's like the board game for creepers.
I mean, you could argue that video game villains are creepers, so it's more innocent than that.
But it's based on an actual video game.
Not a specific one, but just video game concepts of like, you got to go beat the boss and everything. So yeah, you just...
And price?
Oh, it is $20, $25, depending on where you get it.
All right.
It's pretty simple, 2 to 4 players, and it takes about 30 minutes or less.
Oh, very nice.
So Boss Monster is the board game of the week.
Thank you very much, Mr. Zomers. Boss, what is it? I'm sorry, Boss. What
Boss Monster.
Boss Monster. I'm also Boss Man. Boss Monster, the board game of the week. A great weekend to stay inside and play a board game. Back with more after this. We're going to take a preview of the Oscars coming up this weekend and Selection Sunday. And it is Mimosa Friday. All that and more. This is the Todd Allball Show. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show. It is now 10:50. That is 10 minutes before the hour of 11 o'clock. Coming up at 11, do not miss our friends Kristen Bry and Jane Matinier. They will bring you As Goes Wisconsin across the state of Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network. Always a good time, a great way to end the week because you get some news. You know what you get first of all in As Goes Wisconsin, the first hour? You get some beef. That's exactly what you get. You
Where's
asked
the beef?
That's right. You asked the question.
Where's the beef?
I'll tell you where the beef is.
Where's the beef?
All right.
Okay, that one was too loud.
That was way too loud. People were like, turn it down. The beef is in the first hour of As Goes Wisconsin, because Kristen and Jane are going to bring the news beef to you. Not just all buns, but also some beef. And then by the end of the show, they're going to lighten it up, make you smile, make you laugh, entertain you. A professional comedian and entertainer is Kristen Bry. A professional news anchor and woman is Jane Matinier. They will bring you As Goes Wisconsin. You can listen to them on the Civic Media app coming up at the top of the hour 11 or across the Civic Media Radio Network.
And they've got the beef, unlike the Todd All Buns show.
I've been called many things, but I've never been called Todd All Buns. Do I really need to lose? Have I got a big posterior? Have I got a lot of junk in the trunk? Is that the problem?
What you going to do with all that junk?
This is a fantastic way to end the week. I love this. So, yes, a rare laugh from Mr. Zomers. I love that. So we've got Kristen Matinier. See, I've lost it. Kristen Bry and Jane Matinier coming up at the top of the hour. Then at 2 on Bull Falls Radio, you've got Chad Holmes, the Chad Holmes Show, and from 2 to 4. Across the rest of the Civic Media Radio Network at 2 o'clock, you have Dueling Tangents with Luke Mathers and Brian Kelly. Luke Mathers and Brian Kelly always have a great time. Some news, some beef there, and then you've got more information. We'll probably talk some sports today, I bet, as well. Dueling Tangents at 2. Then at 3 o'clock, right at 3:06, phone lines are open, taking all callers. You're not woke if you don't know history. It's Matt Flynn Direct. Do not miss it. Great, great program. Matt Flynn Direct coming up at 3. Then at 4 o'clock, it is our flagship show, The Devil's Advocate, Crudy and Dom. Although this week, Dominic Selvia doing a fantastic job hosting the show, as Crudy is on a well-deserved vacation. He'll be back next week. But I'm not sure who Dominic has lined up as his co-host, but a great program from 4 until 6. It's never personal, only politics, The Devil's Advocates. And then at 6 o'clock, Native Roots, a perspective on all things from the Native American side of the world. Native Roots at 6. And then at 8 o'clock, it is The Rick Smith Show, Across America, talking blue-collar and union issues from 8 until 10. So a great lineup. Also, we have Marquette Golden Eagle basketball, Big East playoffs coming up later on Bull Falls Radio, WXCO. So tune in for that as well if you're a Marquette Golden Eagle fan. Good luck to Shaka Smart and the Golden Eagles, and good luck to the Badgers this weekend as well as they will try to make the NCAA tournament. We will find out. It's a big weekend, Mr. Zomers. It's kind of two of my favorite events, the Academy Awards, the Oscars, and Selection Sunday, all on the same day. I'm not sure what I'm going to do.
Pardon my ignorance. What is Selection Sunday?
It's fine. Selection Sunday is when you've got the selection for all 64, now 68 teams in the NCAA Men's College Basketball Tournament. So you await the Big Ten, The Big Ten Conference Championship game is one of the last ones on Sunday afternoon. The Badgers, gotcha. The Badgers will not be playing in that. And then once all conference championships, because you have teams that win their conference championship get an automatic ticket to the Big Dance, as it's called, the NCAA tournament. And then the rest of the teams are selected by a committee. And it is secretive, and there's a process that goes into it. And then they announce on the big show on CBS, always anchored by Greg Gumbel, and you've got Seth Davis, and you've got Charles Barkley, some of the TNT guys now are part of it, Clark Kellogg, and they go through and they reveal the 68 teams in the tournament.
Wouldn't you think it's just the people who are winning?
Well, not always, because that's the thing. You might have a team with even a losing record or barely a winning record who has no chance to be in the tournament, and then they surprise everybody and they win their conference tournament. So they have to get an automatic bid, which means other teams may get left out because there's only 68 spots.
I suppose so.
Aaron Sommers could not care less about this.
Well, I just don't know about it.
I know. I live for it. I can't wait. I love everything about it. I love the reveal. I love the music. Da 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 da. It's fantastic. You know, it's just it's great. And then of course on Sunday night, later I think the selection show usually starts around 5 or 5:30. And I won't go into it now, but it's kind of gone back and forth between CBS and TNT. And then, there it is. There it is. Welcome back, everybody. This is Greg Gumbel, along with Clark Kellogg and Seth Davis, Selection Sunday. We welcome you. See, that's the way it goes. It's fantastic. I love it. Greg Gumbel used to do the afternoon updates on CBS Radio Network. One of the greatest lines Greg Gumbel ever said. He was doing the sports, and he had like 10 seconds or 5 seconds left he had to fill. And he goes, now, time to give professional wrestling the time it so richly deserves. That should about do it. Greg Gumbel, CBS Sports.
That's pretty good.
It was fantastic. One of the greatest lines ever by a sports broadcaster, by Greg Gumbel. And then you've got the Academy Awards. The Academy Awards coming up as well. So I have not really seen many movies. I saw Top Gun. You've got a lot of other movies in there, so we'll see. I'll watch some of that. Always fun to see the costumes and whatnot. Jimmy Kimmel is back as the host. Time to tell us what we're thankful for. Mr. Zommers, what are you thankful for this week?
I am thankful for my friends and roommates, but specifically my roommate and friend Ethan, because he will be soon moving out to Michigan for grad school. And I've been glad to live with him in college and now, and he's a good guy.
Fantastic. That's a great thing to be thankful for. I am thankful similarly for my youngest godson, Jason, got out to Seattle, to Bremerton this week safely and soundly. So I am thankful that he is out there and starting his new job. Very proud of him. Thankful for my wonderful and talented sister, Heather, because she's just fantastic and she makes me smile. Thank you for my parents and my friends. Actually, thankful for the snowfall, because in June and July, we're going to be so hot. And remember this day. Grasp it. Enjoy it. Enjoy the beauty of snow and winter in Wisconsin. And thankful to each and every one of you for listening. Thank you for you, Mr. Zommers, for being spectacular as well. We also thank Chad Holmes, the Chad Holmes Show, for being our guest. We will see you next week. Mr. Zommers, who lives like we do?
We do.
We do. Cheers, everybody. There's to you. There's Mr. Zommers. We will see you next week. We look forward to it. Have a great and safe weekend on the roads, everybody. Enjoy your time together with family and friends. We never know when it's all going to end. So grasp every day. Squeeze the life out of the lemon that is our lives. We'll see you next week. Until then, this is Todd Allball. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. And whatever you are fighting for and believe in, keep banging on your drum.
Banging on your drum.